Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Although seldom talked about today, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt called for a second Bill of Rights, or Economic Bill of Rights, during the State of the Union address on January 11, 1944. In the speech, he called for six specific rights that should be guaranteed by the Constitution. These included employment with a living wage, freedom from unfair competition and monopolies, housing, medical care, education, and Social Security. Give a listen.
We have accepted, so to speak, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerated job in the industry, or shops, or farms, or mines of the nation. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. The right of farmers to raise and sell their products at a return which will give them and their families a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home, the right to adequate medical care, and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age and sickness and accident and unemployment, and finally, the right to a good education. All of these rights spell security, and after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights.
This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.